constantly remind myself that we have a large audience of people following us online, and so I want to welcome all of you and also say to you it's reasonably safe to come home. Mass here is a reasonable, safe experience. Once in a while, each of us has to eat a little humble pie. Peter had to eat some humble pie in the gospel today. I'm now eating humble pie before God, who gives us everything that's good. And once in a while, God reminds us to wait on Him and learn patience and don't be afraid. When we follow Him, we follow Him, not the other way around. And this is one of those humbling moments for me, what's going on. I've been directing recently a lot of my energy to just overcoming the coronavirus, and so that's where we lost July. Overall, I've been directing a lot of my energy in recent months and years to a few projects to benefit our parish and our community. I just tend to forget sometimes who's really doing it, who's driving the boat, and I think it's me. For the past 8 years, we've been putting the pieces into place to help build up the program to help underprivileged families to send their children to Catholic schools. And this past year, we had over 150 children in Catholic schools. And once in a while, I ask God to help us and to bless the program, and He has. But I tend to forget that I'm following Him, not the other way around. And then came coronavirus, and in late June, I became infected. Turmoil overtook all of us. All three priests became infected. Two of the sisters became infected. That threatened the parish, the school program, the families, the schools, and the donors. I didn't know if we were going to have a program this fall. I had no idea. And thank God for the donors. At one point, I thought we were going to have to close the whole program. And I was talking to the donor, one of my donors, principal donors, about it. And he talked me down off the ledge. He said, put it back in God's hands. And I needed that lesson. And it now appears that most of our children will be returning to Catholic schools this fall. Thanks be to God. Right? You're going to be there, right? Yeah. And over the past couple of years, I've been attempting another project to bring the Discípulos de Jesús to Sacred Heart Parish. These are the male brother counterparts of the same order as our religious sisters, Discípulos de Jesús. In June, the Discípulos committed to send three brothers, including two priests and a religious brother. Their mother house is also in San Luis Potosí, as it is for the sisters. It's amazing the commitment they're making to us. They're sending us, in the two priests, two former general superiors of the entire order. And also the brother, who is one of the leaders in the governing council of the entire order. They're making a big commitment to us with a strong team. And on last Saturday, the first one came. Father Jorge Rios is here now. He came August 1st, which was the first day of the contract. And we're working on the visas for the others. And we've encountered a number of obstacles that have caused me up to the point of despair, of discouragement, affecting the order, our parish. Everything is coming together now. We're in a difficult time, and it's difficult for the brothers. It's difficult for us. Our mass attendance and parish collections have fallen around 50%. It's hard to run a parish on 50% of the contributions and the presence of the people. Meanwhile, the discípulos have encountered difficulties. COVID has also affected their community, and they need to get their visas to be legal immigrants into the United States to work permanently. And we think they're going to get it, but there have been a number of delays, and some we never foresaw. And the delays could mean months and months of delays until they come. Yeah. We're working with the disciples to resolve the issues legally, but I'm having to eat some humble pie. I'm having to learn a new level of humility. I'm learning how to trust in God again and put it back in His hands. And I got way ahead of myself in the project. And it's almost like God said, slow down. Slow down. Trust me. I'm going to make this work. But get out of the driver's seat. The diocese and the bishop have been big supporters for us. They want it to happen. And I have no doubt that it's going to greatly benefit our parish and diocese. But I'm not in charge of this project. I never was. And humbly, I recognize that I cannot resolve by myself the obstacles. God our Father's in charge. And that's quite humbling for me. Today's gospel hit me like a ton of bricks. It reminds me that I'm in really good company, especially with the impulsive St. Peter. Peter got out ahead of himself a number of times. He got out of the boat in the middle of a storm. That wasn't a really smart thing to do. He was afraid. And after a few steps, his fear of the wind and the waves overcame him again, distracted him. He lost sight of Jesus, and he sank into the waters. And Jesus reached out and grabbed him and got him back in the boat. Now, it wasn't the first time Peter had experiences like that. He had similar experiences of impulsiveness on other occasions, and it's in the gospel. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, after the Last Supper, when he took out his sword and cut off the ear of the high priest's servant. And Jesus had to fix that situation also. I can relate to impulsive Peter. Church tradition recounts an episode we call Quo Vadis. The Roman Emperor Nero initiated a severe persecution of the early Christians in Rome while Peter was there. The community fled. They left Rome, and Peter fled Rome with them and the persecutions, and a large number of them went down the Via Appia, which is a road going south out of Rome, and it's the same road that Peter used coming into Rome when he first arrived in Rome, the Via Appia, and a very short distance from Rome, maybe a mile, 2 miles. There's a small church still on the Via Appia. That ancient Roman road is still there. People still walk on it and drive on it. That Quo Vadis means, where are you going? In the words of Peter to Jesus. Jesus appeared walking north up the road to the city while Peter was walking out of the city in fear of the persecution. And Peter said to him, where are you going, Lord? Quo Vadis? And the risen Lord responded to Peter, I'm going to Rome to be crucified again. Peter turned around and followed Jesus back to the city. And we know later that Peter was crucified upside down in Nero's circus. That very location now is where St. Peter's Basilica has been built, on top of that site. You may also recall the time when the risen Lord was preparing breakfast on the beach, on the sea in Galilee, and the apostles had fished all night long, and they caught nothing. And then the Lord told them, put the net over the other side, and they caught a bunch of fish. And then Jesus had been preparing breakfast for them. He said, bring some fish. And after breakfast, Jesus had a heart-to-heart talk with Peter. And he was telling him some pretty important stuff. He said, amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. He said this signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he said this, he said to him, follow me. Jesus said to Peter, follow me. And that happened on the Via Appia, where the church today still remains. It's called Quo Vadis. St. Peter was on that boat in the midst of his fellow disciples. They were all frightened of the storm. They were scared. Peter wanted out of the boat. And he left his brothers in the boat to walk on the water to go to Jesus. He left them. But then he couldn't walk on the water and he failed. And Jesus led him safely. Where'd he put him? Back in the boat. Peter belongs in the boat. The church has always seen itself as a boat being tossed on the seas. Peter has to be in the boat with the church. St. Peter bailed out again when persecution threatened the small church at Rome, and once again, Jesus led him back into Rome, back into the boat where he belonged, in the midst of the church, in the midst of the storm. That's where Peter had to be. And it's always been that way for Peter, for the Bishop of Rome. And Peter would be martyred in Rome. He wouldn't be the last. Over the years, you know this, many people have left the church. They've jumped out of the boat. They've left the church for one reason or another. And now, here we are in the midst of a terrible worldwide pandemic, and people are afraid. And the ship is being tossed on the waves in the storm. Many, many plans have been interrupted, just like my plans. And none of us know where this is going. We may experience more chaos, more fear, more uncertainty. So how do we live with this? And the answer is, get back in the boat. That's the answer. It's the answer to me too. Get back in the boat. Get back in the church. Get back in the sacramental life of the church. Yes, I know people are afraid. So am I. Get back in the boat. That's where we belong. Put it all back into God's hands. He's going to protect our boat. He promised he would. There's simply not a safer place for us in the entire creation than in the church. Get back in the boat.